from the time I was 12 years old until I was like 17, I played in my folks' country band on the weekends. And we'd play Elks and Eagles and Knights of Columbus and Honky Tonks and stuff like that. Rural water electric meetings in Missouri. And so, you know, when I got to be a certain age, I wanted to play rock and roll, you know.
Remember when we hung in the low places in 1979? We used to think that it mattered to the man.
The Homestead Grace was the country band, and that was my outlet to start playing country music again the way that I felt it.
Chains of this town, broken me free.
You wrote some beautiful songs for that band, including one that's about getting out of Lawrence.
Well, yeah, the Grays had that song called Chains of This Town that ended up being a BR-549 song. It was on the first BR-549 studio record, too.
Walking through a parking lot, empty late at night, cold wind whipped through my mind, rattles all the mud street lights, ghosts walk in the alleys and on the sidewalks of downtown. I'm trying to shake away from the chains of this old town.
You know, you always want to get out of where you are, but then at some point you feel, at least with me anyway, I feel like it's so much part of me that, you know, I still say I'm from Lawrence, Kansas, even though I've been living in Nashville for over 20 years.
So, Chuck, one of the big things musically in Kansas City these days is that the Folk Alliance International has moved here and is holding their conference in Kansas City this weekend. How big of a deal is that?
Well, it's a pretty big deal. It was in Memphis for a number of years, and I think it's a great thing for Kansas City because Kansas City is such a big music town. It's in the middle of the country. Everybody has played in Kansas City. So it's logical that they moved it there, and it is a big deal because people come from all over the world to perform and to listen, and you know, there's all sorts of festivals looking for new talent, and it's a mini South by Southwest. And in fact, Lewis Meyer, who started South by Southwest, is the head of the Folk Alliance International too. He you know, sold off South by years ago, and he just kind of made it so that it was more focused on one genre, and it's really great because it's held in a hotel. And it's like you go around hotel room to hotel room, and there's jams everywhere. People sitting around playing, and since everybody's in a hotel, you can get real hammered, you know. No one's driving anywhere. There's no traffic except for in the hallways with people in guitars and doghouse basses and fiddles and stuff. And it's a really unique thing, and I think it's a real good thing, and I think it's good for Kansas City that it's there.
So you're playing three shows at the Folk Alliance Friday night, and another show Saturday night in Lawrence with your current group, the Grassy Knoll Boys. Kind of a traditional country outfit, I'd say. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it is. It is and it isn't because, you know, we're not trying to be a throwback. I mean, it was the same thing as BR. We have a certain way of presenting what we're doing, you know. There is a lot of tradition involved in it, but it's all our take, you know. We're not trying to copy anybody. It's just our take on country music.
Yeah, so this record coming out next, or in just a week after next, I guess, is called Free State Serenade. That's got nothing to do with Free State Brewery, I guess.
No, but they are promoting my show in Lawrence.
So, and then the cover is kind of scary. I mean, it looks like a 60s or 70s photo with you sort of lurking around a dried-up cornfield. What's going on there?
Well, that was taken in Lawrence. I mean, the whole it's the whole record is sort of Kansas noir, I guess. You know, there's a song about Quantrill's raid on Lawrence, and there's a song about the Clutter murder in Holcomb, Kansas in 1959, just made famous by Truman Capote's book, In Cold Blood. And there's a, you know, there's a happy little romp about me and a bunch of buddies seeing a UFO while suffering through a certain kind of self-induced mental duress. I don't know, it's a little fantasy and a little fact all thrown in there, but it's all a little dreamy Kansas, and, you know, let's face it, Kansas can get scary sometimes.
Chuck, nice talking with you.
It was great to talk to you, man. It's great to hear from you.